This is Pointing You Home on WNAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. All right, so 33 years, 167 homes sold last year. Some of the questions I've been getting recently is, Eric, is the market about to bust? Are we about to see sales fall? They've been jumping so hot, so heavy. What do you think? Reality, no. Nah, I don't think so. Yes, the 10-year treasury, which is the basis that we use to discover what our 30-year interest rate is going to be, the long-term fixed interest rate, has gone from 0.66, okay, below one, up to 1.2 and a little higher over the past 4.5 months. As we've gained some steam, as the vaccine is coming in, a little more optimism, we've seen oil go up $58, $59 a barrel. You may recall last year it busted back in April or May. I mean, just simply busted because there were too many contracts in the futures market, and we saw, I mean, a barrel of oil drop below $20 or $25, if I recall correctly. Now it's back up to still well below its typical highs of back maybe 6 years ago, 7-8 years ago, when we saw oil in the $90 and $100 range. But it's definitely come back. So we see a little more pressure in the economy to have to pay more at the gas station. You've seen it. We see a little bit more pressure on borrowing money to buy houses as rates have risen, and not tremendously, but still more expensive now. With prices having gone higher for the base cost of purchasing a home, is that slowing the market? The answer is no, it really is not, because it hasn't really taken a toll on those who have an income where they can't afford to buy the house. If we saw rates jump from 3% to 4%, just a full point jump, we would definitely see more friction. If you go back to 2018, the winter of 2018, if you recall, the Fed was raising rates at that time, and we saw a really incredible friction in the overall economy on real estate. We saw stocks drop hard as we went into Christmas that year, and then the federal chairman said, you know, we're going to relax things a little bit. And so as a result, then stocks took off, the economy picked up because cheap money was back in. All I'm saying is, I don't think this is going to happen overnight, but I do think over time, as the economy gains steam, we're going to see higher interest rates and we'll see a leveling off in the demand because of just the cost of buying a house. But I don't think it's going to cause an overnight sell-off. There's nothing near to the situation that we experienced back in the 2001 run-up to the Great Recession. It just, the borrowing and the kinds of borrowing that were going on then are just not happening right now. So we'll see. I don't think it's going to happen, folks. I really feel strongly about that. This is my 33rd year doing this, and I study economics, and that's a big part of my background. So that's my insight. I would say there's probably more likelihood that the market will continue to be strong and prices will probably continue to grow than to fall, because the inventory remains extraordinarily low. And if it does rise a little bit, it's still not going to be that much. We're down to below 30 days on average for a home to sell. That's on average, as opposed to like 2 to 3 months. And a healthy market typically is at 3 months to sell a house. That's the absorption rate. At a month supply, we're seeing this absorption, this house goes up for sale, goes under contract. House goes up for sale, goes under contract. Here's an interesting statistic. If you look at the number of homes on the market 3 years ago, okay, the number of homes on the market have dropped for 3 years running, and that's following a 3-year decline before that. We've seen the number of days on the market have dropped, and now they're under 10 days. In fact, all of last year, it took less, on average, less than 10 days to get a house under contract on average, which doesn't mean that every home took that long. We had some that took 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. Some sold in 2 days, which is too fast, in my opinion. I think that's too fast. You cannot, as a seller, exhaust the interest in 2 days. You need to give yourself at least 5 or 6 days on the market before you look at offers. And we can answer questions about that in person if you're interested. So the demand right now is keeping the supply low. And the number of houses, even though the inventory has dropped, the number of homes selling last year was very much like and even higher than the year before. So you may say, well, how does the inventory drop and yet you sell as much or more houses? It's because the average number of houses on the market stayed at a very low number because of that very strong absorption rate. All right. All that is to say, market's going to be good. It's going to be strong. If you're a home seller, don't be afraid to be aggressive in the market. Don't be afraid to price up into the market as opposed to price at last year's price or what maybe just a little over last year's price. We are raising our prices across the board. Now look, here's another example. Look at what the builders are doing. So we see these emails that come into us that say price increase on a condo or on a townhouse. So the builders take their base model, they put it out there, let's say at 550. And then maybe after they've sold two, they'll raise the price by 5%. Now it's price increase of 575, then price increase of 600, then 660, then 720. You know what I'm saying? So there's this rising on the builder supply, which means the demand for new construction is superlative. It's going to be the same on the resale market when you're selling your home. One of our clients that we've raised prices on these houses, we've taken last year's price where we agreed to a price last October and have raised that by 5 or 6%. And I think the market will be there for them. And I think the market can be there for you. If you're not sure how to approach selling your home and would like to have a professional come in, give you the advice that you're looking for on how to prepare, how to paint with the right colors, how to decide what to keep and what not to keep, and where the market value is today with a sense of where it's going to be, even if you're not selling this month or next month, it's not until the summertime or even next year, we would invite you to contact us at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. We are very interested in providing that high caliber of service and care. We're not throwing out all kinds of crazy guarantees out there, which frankly are absurd and sound good, but actually don't do what they pretend that they're going to do in the advertising. And frankly, I don't understand how someone can advertise something and yet have hundreds of listings expire unsold. I don't get that. It's like, I'd much rather have an ad be honest. Don't you agree? And I feel like there's a dishonesty in presenting something and then bait and switching somebody. I just don't like it. And frankly, that's what I've experienced by talking with the sellers who've come to me after working with those teams. And they've said, yeah, well, they said that it didn't apply to me. Like, well, why didn't they say that up front? You got it? Okay. Anyway, you can tell I have a little bit of ire for what I feel is a dishonest presentation. I feel like it's important to say for what it is. I have a guaranteed buy program. I guarantee that I'll buy a buyer's house if they're buying your home, and I'll pay them 90% if they buy your house. I mean, that's really a good guarantee, because what that does is it causes more buyers to take an interest in your home. And if they have to sell something, then I'll step in as the capacitor. I'll step in and provide them an overcoming of the fear that they have that they're going to own two homes possibly or own none at all. I guarantee to sell their home in 90 days, or I'll pay them 90% of the list price if they buy your house. That's a good guarantee, folks. Well, I'm going to have to take a break here. We're coming up on the end of our show. A lot of passion behind what's going on in the marketplace. I'm very interested in you accomplishing your sale and protecting your interest to sell your home for the most amount of money. Call me today, 1-800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.